Chakshurudhitam jena tasmai sri gurudeva namah. Nama om Vishnu padaya Krishna tasaya bhutale Srimate bhakti vedanta swami niti namine. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Uradvani Lacharine Nidhise Sasanyavadi Pashachada Satarine Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya Radha Madhava Panjadihari. Tulti Jana Vallabha Giri Vadadhari. Jashoda Nandana Raja Jana Randana Ramanati Ravanachari Jaya Raja Madhava Kunjavihari Jaya Gauranithai, 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 Jaya Gauranithai. Rukmini Dagrisa, Rukmini Dagrisa, Rukmini Dagrisa, Rukmini Dagrisa. Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladev, Jai Subhadra. Jagannatha Swami, Nayana Satagami, Nayana Satagami, Bhavatami. Well, karoti vachalam, pangulangai tegini, yatkita chamahang mande, siguru dhitainam, paramanandamadvam, si chaitanyasvaram, narayanam, nashvitya, nangchaila, narottamam, devin, saraswati, nasam, sato jayam, majidhijayam.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter 14, Text Number 32, which is a prose verse. I'll just read it and we'll do the word for word. Kvachid dhramvad ahi karteshu griheshu rasyanyata vanarasu tadaravatsalo vyavayakshanaha. Please repeat. Kvachit. Sometimes. Drumavat, like trees, as monkeys jump from one tree to another. The conditioned soul transmigrates from one body to another. Ahika arteshu, simply to bring about better worldly comforts. Griheshu, in houses or bodies. Rangsyam, delighting in one body after another, either in animal life, human life, or demigod life. Yata, exactly as. Vanaraha, the monkey. Suttadara vatsala, very affectionate to the children and wife. Vyavayakshanaha, whose leisure time is spent in sex pleasure. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Just as a monkey jumps from one tree to another, the conditioned soul jumps from one body to another. As the monkey is ultimately captured by the hunter and is unable to get out of captivity, the conditioned soul, being captivated by the momentary sex pleasure, becomes attached to different types of bodies and is encaged in family life. Family life affords the conditioned soul a festival of momentary sex pleasure, and thus he is completely unable to get out of the material clutches. Purport. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.9.29, Vishaya Kalu Saravata Syat, bodily necessities, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, are all very easily available in any form of life. It is stated here that the vanara, monkey, is very much attracted to sex. Each monkey keeps at least 24 wives, and he jumps from one tree to another to capture the female monkeys. Thus, he immediately engages in sexual intercourse. In this way, the monkey's business is to jump from one tree to another and enjoy sex with his wives. The conditioned soul is doing the same thing, transmigrating from one body to another and engaging in sex. He thus completely forgets how to become free from the clutches of material encagement. Sometimes the monkey is captured by a hunter who sells its body to doctors so that its glands can be removed for the benefit of another monkey. All this is going on in the name of economic development.
Sometimes you what?
Sometimes the monkey is captured by a hunter who sells its body to doctors so that its glands can be removed for the benefit of another monkey. All this is going on in the name of economic development and improved sex life. Translation again. Just as a monkey jumps from one tree to another, the conditioned soul jumps from one body to another. As the monkey is ultimately captured by the hunter and is unable to get out of captivity, the conditioned soul, being captivated by the momentary sex pleasure, becomes attached to different types of bodies and is encaged in family life. Family life affords the conditioned soul a festival of momentary sex pleasure, and thus he is completely unable to get out of the material clutches. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Srimad Bhagavatam is giving us a commentary on what we are experiencing in our daily life. That we are a captive of our desires, a captive of our attachment to the momentary sex pleasure. And this verse sees things from a broader perspective, that although we go from one birth to the next, like a monkey goes from one tree to the next, ultimately, we're just chasing after the momentary sex pleasure, and this is the primal focus of the conditioned soul. Yeah. So, the idea of Lord Chaitanya's movement is Param Drishte Nivarjante, to develop a higher taste, a taste for Krishna consciousness, a taste for love of Krishna. This is the whole purpose of the material life. In Krishna consciousness is to develop this higher taste. I was asked last night by one of the students, what is the purpose of human life? So, what is given here is not the purpose. This is not what we're meant to do. But, unfortunately, this is what everybody is engaged in. Now the Krishna conscious grihasthas, our Krishna conscious devotees, they are trying to develop their higher taste. That was interesting, because like Lord Chaitanya, once he was cursed by one Brahmin, "I curse you to never enjoy material happiness again." And Lord Chaitanya, he said, "Hridho, hridho." He took it as a blessing, because he didn't want material happiness. He wanted spiritual bliss. So, this is these rounds are giving it the most heavy curse. You see, it was a blessing for Lord Chaitanya. So, sometimes it takes time for us to understand that there's not the real happiness in the material world. The Devas who came to Lord Chaitanya when he was in the womb of his mother, they prayed to Lord Chaitanya that, "We know you're coming to give pure love of Godhead to everyone. We are your devotees. We are the Devas. We are the Devas. It seems that the Devas are in the, Christianity, they're considered as angels. So this is Los Angeles, the city of angels. I haven't seen too many, but that's probably because I don't have the vision yet. But in any case, this could be called in Sanskrit city of the Devas. So any, the Devas, they went and they approached Lord Chaitanya. He said, we want your blessings. You're giving your blessings to the human beings, but we want your blessings too. See, we don't need a blessing of material happiness, because that's not our problem. We got enough material happiness. In fact, we only have two problems. One problem is sometimes we are attacked by the asuras, and they plunder and they kill, and it's a big war with the asuras. Those are on the dark side of the power. So, in any case, they say the second problem is because we have so much sense gratification, we are not able to, we get cheated. And we're not able to experience what you have to offer. We get distracted from devotional service. We get distracted from love of Godhead. Instead, we are just absorbed in this happiness of material life. So being a deva, an angel, living in heaven, they get a lot of sense gratification. So, although they're supposed to be more Krishna conscious, in effect, they often forget about Krishna because so much happiness. I think here in Los Angeles we have a lot of book distributors. So I asked them before, who is your better customer, the poor people or the rich people? And most of them said that. The poor people tend to buy books easier than the rich. The rich, although for them, money is not an issue, they can easily give, but they're very proud. They think, I'm healthy, I don't need the book. But people who are poor, they're suffering, so they think, oh, maybe the book is good for me. So they take the book. So, like that, the devas, they got enough happiness. So they think, well, I don't, you know, they don't think about Krishna consciousness so much. So these devas, they're praying to Lord Chaitanya. So we get cheated. So we want your mercy that we will not be cheated from your love of Krishna. We will not be cheated and taken away. We will be able to have love for Krishna. So, this is a humble of prayer to the Devas, to our Lord Chaitanya, from the Devas. So, like this, it's excuse me. It's not so easy, in one sense, to get Krishna consciousness. Sometimes we're given suffering, and sometimes we're given happiness, all to distract us from Krishna consciousness. So we need to be very determined that no, in this life, I want to get Krishna. I want to get Krishna consciousness. We, like a monkey, we jumped from so many trees. We went to so many bodies. Ramanda Ramite, Kono Bhagavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasadi Thai, Bhakti Lota Deet. That somehow we have received the seed of bhakti from the pure devotee. We want to take that seed, water the plant, and in this way we can grow our kritha of Krishna bhakti till it grows up to the spiritual world, and there take shelter of Radha and Govinda. So in this way the fruits and the flowers come. The flowers are bala bhakti, and the fruits are prema bhakti. So we don't want, in Kali Yuga, this is not a good time. Very few people are happy materially. Even our Indian families who have come to the West, I was talking a few days ago to one lady. She chants one round a day. She's relatively new to the Krishna conscious movement, but she's in a fight with her husband. Her husband wants a divorce because she can't adjust with her mother-in-law. It's an Indian problem, maybe, more than a Western, but the solutions are here. Here she wants to be with her husband, but somehow she don't adjust with the mother-in-law. He wants to follow the Indian tradition and maintain his mother and father, but his mother doesn't adjust with the wife. So they take the American solution, which is divorce. So I saw this is easy. The judge said, well, if one wants to divorce, there's really nothing I can do. It takes two. If you don't want it, then we can send you to counseling and so on. So here, even in of course, our Western devotees, our Indian devotees, they all face this problem that maybe after some years, the wife or the husband, they don't want to stay. So they go out. So this is the other problem, that although this verse says, well, family life offers a festival of momentary sex pleasure. That may be interrupted very quickly if there's a divorce. So there's a lot of difficulties here in the West. I was thinking how, like in India, now there's a divorce, but it's still maybe less than 1%. That somehow they had it figured out. The husband and wife, they are trained up. But even then, say this is written for the Indian audience as much as the West. It's still a distraction of our real purpose of life. So here it's just more complicated. But even in India, this message goes that everyone should try to get Krishna consciousness, whether you're East, Western, wherever you are. Now, in the West, even when you want to have money, you have everything, There's no guarantee of the healthy. And they get a disease, just like, oh, they have money, they have insurance. They went for alteration. The doctor leaves something inside. Oh, it's bleeding. They actually, oh, sorry, we left the scissors in you. We had to operate again. Again, child Moulton, take out the scissors. My sister died of malpractice. She wasn't supposed to be operated on. She had a cold. They operated. She got pneumonia. She died. My nephew's got hundreds of thousands of dollars. It doesn't bring the mother back. So in the West, it doesn't. There's still problems. It's not that there's not problems. And everywhere, I met one Indian devotee. He said, I want to be born in Sparga or America. I said, you're concerned. Unfortunately, he doesn't have to figure it out right. I don't think he heard the Bhagavatam. So Lord Chaitanya, he is there to give us all the real healthiness. You see, even if for some people they may be more suited for the grihastha life, as some people more suited for the renounced. But Prabhupada said in the 8th canto in the Gajendra Moksha section, there's one verse, whatever, you find your better position. But you should be fighting against Maya. The idea is that we are wanting to become Krishna conscious. Now, we can decide, okay, for me, grihastha life is more suitable. But then, that doesn't mean that we become a grihamedis and just surrender to sense gratification. Because then what's the point? That as a grihastha, we still have to develop our Krishna consciousness and we have to fight against Maya. But we could have some regulated sex life, we can have. But if we go to the overboard, then we'll also be attracted by Maya. We'll kick the sun out and it will not, our life will get wasted. So, whichever way, the idea is to fight against Maya. So, our grihasthas, our brahmacharis, our sannyasis, our vanaprasthas, they're all meant to fight against Maya. Now, we can't fight against Maya in one sense. She's more powerful. Only way we can fight against Maya is by taking shelter of Krishna. Krishna says, that this Maya is my divine potency. She's very hard to get over. But for those who surrender to me, I cross them over this illusion. So we need to really hang on to the lotus feet of Krishna. And in this way, we can cross over the illusion. We can cross over the Maya. Now, Maya tests us in different ways. Just in case we think that this material world is a nice place, we should stay here. She gives us a few good kicks. Now, once, if you're successful and you go back to Krishna, Maya will offer you the folded hands. She'll offer you the pranam. Okay, you're free to go. Krishna will take. Now, some people, they get their mercy by some special arrangement. Like there was once The glories of the Ganges. There was a Ravana. He would every day go to the Ganges, and he would take his bath, and he would bring a bucket home to his family. Now, there's another guy. He looked like a Ravana. He was born in a Ravana family, but actually he was a politician. So, he did all kinds of underhanded stuff. He also was involved in intrigues and murders and all kinds of horrible things. So he was very proud, and he was walking down the road, and he saw a bull, lying across the road. So he said, "What is this?" He could walk around the bull. But he thought, I'm a leader of society, I'm a politician, I'm a Brahmana. This bull should move aside. So he picked up the branch and said, "Bring the bull." Well, the bull was not bothering anybody, but he was resting in the road. Now, he didn't like to get beat. He said, "Who is this guy beating me?" So he started to, you know how bulls, like, kick up some dust with their hoofs. He lowered his head and his horns. He charged into the sky. He threw them up in the air. His horn entered into his heart. And he was thrown up and lied on the road, dead. Dead on arrival. So, because he was a great sinner, all kind of Yamadutas had gathered. They're ready to take him, and they're ready to put the cords around his neck. Just at that moment, this Ravana, who was every day going to the Ganga, to the Ganges, he came along with his bucket. He said, "Oh, look at this. Another Ravana. Somehow he's dead." So he took some Ganges water. He sprinkled on him. Poor guy. "Ganga, Ganga, Ganga." So he was the water, and he walked on. And then as he walked on, he saw Yamadutas chopped arms, crippled, carried the other. "What happened to you guys? What happened to us? It's all because of you! 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 You did it!" I didn't do anything. "Yeah, you did it." What? "What did I do?" "You sprinkled that sinner with Ganges water. Because of you, look what happened to us!" "What do you mean? What happened?" "We went to take this sinner. He was a murderer. He was a thief. He was a rascal, number one. Although he dressed like a Brahmana, on the side he ate meat. You name it. We had a special therapy for him. A special rehab program." "So, but you sprinkled the Ganges water, and all of a sudden came the Vishnu Dutas. Now, the Vishnu Dutas, he's been sprinkled with Ganges water. We are taking him back to Godhead." "So, this guy is a sinner. He's a sinner. He, whatever he is, he was purified by Ganges water. We're taking him back." "You can't take him back. He's a sinner. We're going to take him." And they tied him with their ropes. The Vishnu Dutas cut the ropes. "Listen, don't you get trained up? You can't take him. We're taking him." And then, they threw hot coals from the inferno, from hell, on the Vishnu Dutas. They just held up their clothes. And a force field was created. It bounced all the hot coals back on the Yamadutas. So then the Yamadutas said, who are these guys anyway? We are defeated by Yamaraj, the king of death. No one can stop us. Somehow they didn't know about Vishnudutas, you know. You don't mess with them. Because they have the power of Vishnu. So they went and they started attacking the Vishnudutas. And the Vishnudutas said, listen, you guys, what is wrong with you? We have no choice. Chakra! The chakras are chatting. So the Yamadutas got the idea real fast. Okay, let's go. We can't mess with these guys. Who are these guys anyway? So they told the Brahmin with the Ganges water, it's all because of you. But when they went back to Yamaraj, he explained to them, anyone who's taken by the Vishnudutas, we don't have any jurisdiction over them. They're the higher power. They're the spiritual angels. So they can take them back. Anyone who's sprinkled like Ganges water, chants the holy name. So, like this, the Yamadutas got their training. That means that they usually don't run into many, they don't run into anyone who is saved by Vishnudutas. But it was a rare case. So even the sinner, because he was sprinkled like Ganges water, he got purified. I'm for you and I will. I wanted to be sprinkled like Ganges water. But I did. But in any case, I did this to my mother. I sprinkled her with Ganges water. I hope that they took her. In any case, that's why it says a son or daughter who saved their parents from the hell. They are the putra or putri. So, one of my godbrothers here in L.A., he told me he went to Gaya and he did a tinda. He did this a special worship of Lord Vishnu for his deceased mother. And then he said his mother came in a dream and said, thank you very much. She was off. True story. So, most people don't know that the purpose of life is to get back to Godhead. I was sometimes I'm late, but I try to take darshan, so I hear the clips of the Bhagavad class. So someone was speaking that how when people die, there's a big surprise. How could he die? Oh no, he's gone. I heard a clip. That's how I heard. But that's an interesting point, is that most people, they don't know that. Somehow they think everyone else is dying. Are they going to die? Like, it's not on their mind. But our devotees, they're trained to think that sooner or later we're going to die. So we should prepare ourselves to go back to Godhead. That's the purpose of our life. So, this is why we have a human form of life. Now, this what a grihastha can do is it's quite reasonable for a grihastha to try to train up to have children. At least one, and try to train up that child in Krishna consciousness, at least they should perform the shraddha when the parents are deceased. In this case, it's like a kind of a, what shall we call it, a escape clause or escape valve by the son or daughter. Now, I think we're the only religion, correct me if I'm wrong, but as far as I know, the Vedic culture is the only religion that has a ceremony that you can actually send a care package, a gift package of good karma, of sukriti, to the forefathers, whereby they can actually get a little birth. So they have a child, oh, my child died, what is it? And they died because it was born in that family because of that karma. And then all of a sudden, the son or daughter of the previous birth did a puja. Freed. Okay. Elevated. Who knows? We don't know why people die, where they go next. But all these things are possible. So, there's one case that... Do I have time for one more, Leela? So, this is a place called Agrajit. So, Lord Chaitanya was traveling with Govinda Ghosh. There's two brothers, Govinda, Madhav, and Vasu Ghosh. We sing in the prayers in the evening in the Sanyarti. Vasu Ghosh, how do you So, Vasu Ghosh is a thing. But there's three brothers. Vasu Ghosh is one. So, Govinda Ghosh is another. He was a Brahmachari. He was traveling with Lord Chaitanya. When Lord